Good Devoch Rabosai. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Chav Zayin. We have some fun Agadah on our base about being down the Kaf Schus. But before we get there, we have just started a new parak called Mefanin, which is primarily about the Din Drabanan that you shouldn't exert yourself too much on Shabbos. And our Mishnah had said that you are allowed to exert yourself to even quote unquote. I guess, quote, take 4 or 5 boxes of either grain or whatever, if you have a need for the space, for guests, or for Talmidim in the Beis Medrash or whatever, but you're not allowed to take out the Otsar, the entire storage area, which we're going to have to talk about exactly what that means. So the Mishnah said, again, 4 or 5 boxes, and the Gemara immediately points out, well, if you're, just in the Gemara on Kuf Chav Vav Amud Beis, you don't need to tell me 4. Right? If you're telling me 4 or 5, right, obviously if you're allowed to take 5, you're allowed to move 4. So what does that mean? So Rav Chista means arba mi-chamesh. You're allowed to take 4 out of 5. Meaning if you have 5 boxes, you're allowed to take 4 of them. But you're not allowed to take the entire thing. If you just read Rashi over here, im lo haya sham ela kishir hey kupos, if you only have 5 boxes there, lo yifna ela dalad mehem. Right? You shouldn't take all of them, you should only take 4 of them. Should also ligmor as a otsar, because as we said later, you're not allowed to take the entire storage that you have. But what's the concern? As the Gemara will say in Amud Aleph, but Rashi says it here, dilma chazi gumos bekarkeyoso umishavile, because a person, when he clears out the entire storage area, right, when you store a lot of stuff, so sometimes that damages the floor, a person will clear all of his produce and see, oh, I have some uneven spots on the floor, and he'll come to fix the floor, and that, as we mentioned several times, that is an issue of bonin. So we have that dindurabonin, as Rav Chista explains, you should only take 4 out of 5, you shouldn't take the entire thing. And what is that? So that's the 4. That's the 4 out of 5. What is the 5? So as he explains, skip the parentheses. V'chameish me'otar gadol. If you have a big storage area and you have a lot of boxes, so the maximum amount you're allowed to take is 5. U'may avalos ha'otar. What does it mean that you shouldn't take the entire storage? So shelo yachil ba'otar tchila. That you shouldn't initially start taking away from a storage area that was unused. As Rashi explains, what does that mean? If you haven't ever touched this storage area, this is the first time you're using it, right? You store a lot of grain, you put it away, this is the first time you're breaking it open. If you haven't ever used it before, Rashi explains, then it is muktzah. It's muktzah because you haven't intended to use it, mistama, and you kept it there for safekeeping. And as Rashi says, masnisin Rabbi Yehudahi, that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita that will extend muktzah to many, many cases, as opposed to Rabbi Shimon, who has a much more narrow definition of muktzah. Again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you haven't ever opened the storage area yet or used any of the things that are in there, so it is muktzah, it is set aside. So that's how Rav Chista understands the Mishnah. Umani, and who's the Mishnah's opinion? That's Rabbi Yehuda, he dislay Muktzah, right? As we said, Rabbi Yehuda holds of a broad application of Muktzah. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel understands the Mishnah differently. What's Arba V'Chamesh? That's Kid Amri Inshi, just the phrase. People say, yeah, you're allowed to take, 4 or 5 boxes. It's just people say that. It's not like, oh, you're allowed to take 5, or you're not allowed to take 4. You shouldn't, don't learn anything from there. That's just how people speak, right? Whatever you need. It's not specific, right? As Rashi says, cheshbon katan, right? Just a small amount. And if you need a little bit more, so fine. If you need a little bit less, okay. Right? Just a small amount. Vi boy a filu tuva. And if you want, really, a filu tuva nami mefanin. If you need more than 4 or 5, you could really do more than that. Umay avalos kola otsar. But what do you mean that you're not allowed to take out the entire storage area? Shalo yigmor kulo. You shouldn't finish the entire storage. You shouldn't clear out the whole room. Dilma asli lashvuya gumos, as we said before, because you may come to smooth out the floor when you see there are imperfections in the floor. Avalat chule matchil. But you are allowed to start taking out from the storage area that was previously untouched. Umari and whose shita is that? That's Rabbi Shimon Hidalesla Muksa, who does not hold that Muksa applies to a broad spectrum of cases. Okay. So two ways to understand the mission of the 4 or 5 and what it's talking about in terms of the otsar, the storage area. Tanur Rabbanan. Ein matchilin ba'otzar tchila, aval oso bo shvil, kadeshi kanes v'yetze. A person's not allowed, again, this brisa mistama is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, right? You're not allowed to start taking out stuff from an otzar, from a storage area that was previously untouched, but you are allowed to kind of nudge to the side, right, with your foot or whatever, to try and make a path. A shvil is a path, so that you can get in and out, right? You can get pass through it or whatever it is. The Gemara says, oh, so a shvil, you're allowed to make a path? V'hamarta imat chilin. What do you mean? Are you allowed to go in there or not? Are you allowed to open it up or not? Are you allowed to get through? What are you allowed to? You allowed to clear stuff out of there? I thought we're not allowed to start. According to this brisa, you're not allowed to start taking stuff out. So havikama, this is what it means to say osubo shvil beraglov b'knisaso v'tziyaso. You're allowed to make this little path with your leg, as Rashi says, the lo havitiltol. That's not carrying it. That's muktzah, moving muktzah tiltol. That's not tiltol even. It's you know moving muktzah with a shinoi kalachar. Yeah. So therefore, you're allowed to do that just to make sure. You can get in and get out. Okay, fine. Tana Rabbanan, another brisa. Tevua tsebura. If you have grain that was piled up, and as Rashi says over here, mucha milsa dehukta laotzar. It's very clear that it is muktzah because it is designed for storage, for long-term storage. Bismanche his klibam erev Shabbos. If you started using it for an erev Shabbos, motor that is stopping the menu, then you're allowed to use it. Bishabbos on Shabbos, Vivlav, but if you haven't started an Arab Shabbos, then also this topic of Bishabbos, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon's Shita. The Gemara is about to ask, well, I thought that's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Rabbi Shimon does not hold like this. So the Gemara will ask that in a second. And Rabbi Acha, Matir. Rabbi Acha says it's Mutir. So the Gemara says immediately, Klape Elia. Literally, that means where are you going? Where are you facing? What direction are you going in? But meaning, that's the reverse. Rabbi Shimon holds that there's not so much muktzah, and that should be mutter. It's Ella Ema, you're right. Divrei Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Shimon, matir. Okay, fine. So switch the shitas, and Rabbi Shimon is the one who's matir. Tana, with another brisa, kama shir tevua tsebura. How much is this piled grain that is muktzah that you're not allowed to touch? So, a lesach. That's a shir. As Rashi says, it's half a kur and 15 sub. If that helps you. Boy, b'nei Rav Nechuni, b'nei Zachariah, b'nei Abaye, shir t'vur t'vur v'kama, s'amar lay, so he said to him, sure, haray amru, shir t'vur t'vur lasach. Okay, fine. So that's the shir for t'vur t'vur. Iboilu, they asked the question, honey, arba v'chamesh kupos, t'ka amar, right, when you said you're allowed to take out four or five boxes, this is interesting, does that mean four? Well, I guess we could read it and we'll explain. Ba'arba chamesh kupos in tfei lo. Does that mean four or five boxes? Alma lemiute hulucha adif, which implies that to make it less walking is better. O dilma lemiute masui adif, or maybe to carry less is better. Meaning, when Chazal said that you should do less work on Shabbos, yeah, so you can take four or five boxes. Does that mean four or five boxes, i.e. four or five trips, or the amount that's contained in four or five boxes? But if you could break that into, I don't know, 10 trips, that's better because you're doing less work every time you go back and forth. Meaning, what do you want, what should you try and cut down, right? Let's say you have four or five boxes of food, you need to clear the space for a shear or whatever it is. Is it better to get 10 guys and take half a box each, or is it better to take I guess that's actually the next question. But is it better to make 10 trips or 5 trips? So Toshma, let's bring a proof. To Tani Chada, we learned in one brisa, Mefanen afilo arbim chamesh kupos shokidei shemen v'kadei yayin. One brisa says you can take even 4 or 5 boxes of jugs of oil or wine. V'tani idach, and another brisa says, be'ezer v'chamesh esrei. You could take 10 or 15. My law b'av kamifuki, isn't this exactly the machlokes? Demar sabar miti hulucha adif, demar sabar miti masri adif. That the first brisa says it's better to take in 5 boxes, and the next brisa says it's better to take that amount in more trips because you're carrying less stuff and it's not as heavy. So Gemara says, no, really you could understand Guliyama Minute Hilucha Odif. That's better to take less trips, even if it's going to be heavier. And the 10 and the 15 is not going on the boxes. That's Akadin Koi. That's going on the jugs. On the bottles. And simply, it's a matter of mathematics that in the first brisa you have one jug in a box. The second, the case of 10, you have two. And in the case of 15, you have three. Right, and therefore that's the it all lines up in the same. Uvidikure de Harpanya. And they're talking about like small jugs like they find in Harpanya, right? Small bottles that you can get the three in a box. Okay, apparently their boxes weren't so big. Okay, so that doesn't really tell us either way. Ibaidhu, that's the question. Honey arba v'chamesh deka amar, these four or five, right? Afo gav de islay orchem tuva o dilma ha kolafiel orchem. Right, is that even if you have a lot of guests? Let's say you have, let's say you have 100 people coming. You have a bar mitzvah. I don't know. You have a kiddush on Shabbos. You have a bar mitzvah. It's a shem. It should be zechah to have kiddush again in shul or outside, whatever. So is that like four or five? Does that depend on the guests? Let's say, you know, is there a square footage per person? Or maybe you're really only allowed to move four or five boxes and then you're limited the amount of guests. Right? Or maybe it's four or five boxes per guest. So the Gemara says, "Vintim zalomar akol lefi orchem." And if you'll tell me, it depends on how many guests you're having. So the Gemara says, "Chad gavra mefani lekulu." Can one person clear all of them? Oh, doma gavra gavra mefani lenavshe. Or maybe each person can take for himself five boxes. Meaning, how do you judge it? Right? Is it based on one person? The host can only move five boxes, or maybe if you're having 100 guests, you could move 500 boxes because each person can clear away five boxes. So, Toshma, once Rebbe went to a place, and he saw a place that was kind of lousy to give a shir. And he went out to the field, and he found the field was filled with not barrels, with bundles. Right, bundles of stuff, right? Bundles of wheat, barley, etc. The Imer Rebbe called the Kula, and Rebbe cleared everything away. Right, he gathered everything away to the space, so he could have space to give a shear. So we could skip the parentheses, but it says the implication. And apparently, what do you see? That everything is according to the guests. Right, if he cleared the entire field, right? So Mistama, that implies that it depends on how many people you have. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehoshua, Pam Achaz Halach Rabbi Chia, the Makom Echad, same story, except with Rabbi Chia. For all Makom Dachel, with all medium, he saw the Shear room, the base medrash was whatever, I don't know, wasn't good. Viyatzal, the Sade, went into the field, and Matzah Sade Melea Omrim. Vimer Rabbi Chia is called a Sade Kula. You see, Rabbi Chia did the same thing, he cleared out the whole field for all the Talmidim. So Shema Mina, call the field Orchin. Like, apparently, he sees it depends on how many people are coming? Ivy, dying to buy the chad gavra mefani le kula o dilma kol gavra mefani le nafshe. Well, is that what's better? Well, you could still ask: is it better for one person to clear the whole field, or for everybody to clear enough for himself? So Tashma v'imer Rebbe. Well, what does the price say? That he says that Rebbe and Rabbi Chia cleared the entire field. So maybe it means that one person should do it. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Can you imagine? You're telling me Rebbe had 100 kids? 100 Talmidim. Bachrim. Married guys in the Kollel. And they go into the field, and the Rebbe cleared the entire field so they could all sit? Are you out of your mind? And even nowadays, when the Rebbe Talmud relationship is different than what it was back then, I still think the Talmudim would clear the field first. And for sure, back then, when people were terrified of their Rebbe, etc., etc., it was a completely different relationship. For sure, the Talmudim were clearing the field. Elat Siva v'Imer. For sure, that Rebbe commanded, and they cleared the field. Ula Olam Kol Chad V'Chad V'Fanei L'Nafshe. You see, really, everybody can clear his own five boxes to get the space that is required for everybody to be there. Okay. Mipnei ha'orchem, the Mishnah had said, or because of Bittul Beis HaMedrash, Rabbi Yochanan, gedola hachnasas orchem kashkamas Beis HaMedrash. You see that since the Torah, since the Mishnah equates hachnasas orchem with Bittul Beis HaMedrash, you see that, really it says it first, so hachnasas orchem is just as good as going early to the base medrash, the Katani, because it says together, Bnei Orchem and Bnei Bittul Beis HaMedrash, right? The Mishnah lists it together, so you see the godless of Achnas is Orchem. We shall be zochet to have Orchem again in the future. I know most people are nervous with the virus, etc., to have Orchem. It's not an unfounded nervousness, but the Mitzvah Shem will be zochet. We should be zochet to go back to the base medrash as well. Rav Dimi min Harda Amar. Rav Dimi says it's even Avi Yoser Meshkam with base medrash. It's even better. Dikatani v'pnei Orchem v'Hadar v'pnei Bittul Beis HaMedrash. Right? Says what comes first? Mishnah lists Hachnasas Orchem first, so that is apparently greater. Amar Rav Yudamarav. Gedol Achnasas Orachim Mekabalas Pnei Shechina. Even Achnasas Orachim is greater than accepting the fate of Kosh Baruch Hu. Diftik, so the Pasuk says, Vayomer should say Aleph Dalad Nun Yud, and I'm not saying that out loud because you'll see in a second. Could be Shem Hashem, and according to the Gemara, it is Shem Hashem. This is talking about when Avram is at the beginning of Parshas Vayera. So Avram is obviously being visited by Kosh Baruch Hu, and he sees guests. So he says, Vayomer Imdam Atazichem Beinecha Al Nas Avram Me'alav Decha. So the Pashtus, well, it's not a Pashtus, as Machlokas says, Tosfos points out over here. If you look at Tosfos Dichtiv, the Tosfos points out, this Machlokas in the Gemara and Shavuos, how we understand that line, right? Akash Baruch was visiting Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu sees three guests. And the Pasuk literally says, if you have found favor in my eyes, al na savor me'al adecha. Don't leave, don't pass by your servant. So who is Akash Baruch, who is Avram talking to? Right? Is the word Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, is that could mean Shem Hashem Umalchus, or it could mean my masters, meaning referring to the guests. So that's a Gemara in Shavuos, is a Machlokas. So I always understood. I think most people, when they learned it in kindergarten or whatever grade they learned it in, maybe not kindergarten, but let's say whatever, they assume that Avram is talking to the guests, right? Because the pashas, the hemshech, the next pasuk is Yugachna Me'atmayim V'sim Tavas Raglechem Yishanu Tavas Eitz, etc. You should come and hang out. To take some water, wash your feet, come and eat something. So the psukim, without a break, seem like Avram is talking to the Orchem, but the Gemara here understands that Avram is really talking to Akash Baruch Hu, meaning that Avram saw Orchem and said, you know, Akash Baruch Hu, I'm the Kalash Pnei Shechina right now, but Orchem is more important, as that's the Gemara seems to imply, or seems to, doesn't imply, it says it straight out right here. Am Rabbi Elazar, Borei, Shalom Kamidas Akash Baruch Hu, Kamidas Basar Vadam. Check it out, how Akash Baruch Hu is not like human flesh and blood. Midas Basar Vadam, Ein Katan Yacholol Mar Lagadol Hamtein Ashavo Etzlacha. Right? By humans, so someone who is smaller in stature is not able to say to someone who's greater. Right? Can you imagine a pauper going to the king and be like, just wait here until I come back? doesn't work like that. But Vilo Kosh Baruch Hu, right? But by Kosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Ado Shem, Avram told Kosh Baruch Hu, just hold on a second, I have some Orchim. And obviously, Kosh Baruch Hu listened. So unbelievable that you can see from this Gemara that Achnas's Orchim is greater than Mekab Pnei Shechina. Am Rav Yehuda Bar Shila, Am Rav Asi, Am Rav Yochanan, Shisha Dvarim Adam Ochel Peritem Balam Azeh, Vakarin Kayemus Lo Laulam Haba. As long as we're talking about Achnas's Orchim, a famous Gemara that actually we do say every morning by Berakas HaTorah, we actually have a slightly different version, as you're going to see in a second. But these are six things that a person eats the fruits of their labor in this world, but the real Karen, the real Zchus, is in the next world. And this is the list, right? You could probably recite it by heart, but it's a little different. So read it in the Gemara. Hachnasas Orchim, Biker Cholim, Iyum Tvila, Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash, we add Shachas V'Arvis, HaMegadil Bono L'Tam Torah, V'Adonis Chavero L'Kav Zchus. And being down L'Kav Zchus, right? We have Hachnasas Kala, right? We have a couple of different ones. I'm not sure why the text is different. I looked a couple of sforim. I saw, in, for example, the Rav Shimon Schwab has a sefer in English on prayer, on tefillah. So he goes through every line in Shacharis. So I checked that over there, and he says that just stop. We have a different text. It's an old Masorah. He's not sure why it differs from the Gemara, from the Brisa that we have here. But okay, either way, that's the six things that are listed in the Brisa, and we're going to use Dan Kaf Zchus to kind of talk about some Agadata about Dan Kaf Zchus. First of all, the Gemara says, Eini, is that really true? We learned it in Mishnah. This is we're more familiar with, right? This part of our what we say, Kibud Avim, Kibud Chasadim, Haval Shalom Benam Lechaveru, V'tam Torah Kenei Kula. Right, that's already more familiar, more closer to the text that we use. So the answer is, honey, in Midiach Ririla, it seems to imply that all these are the only four, as opposed to the six that we mentioned before. It is four, right? Yeah, I didn't count. Okay, yeah, anyway. So, that's what it says, honey nami. So that's also true. But honey shaychi, these are also related. Right? Both of them are related, subsumed. And again, you can go back and line up each one of them. Right? They basically, it's the same in yonim. They're not contradictory, they're not adding stuff, they're basically the same. You can go through and list off the four and the six, and then you can kind of figure that out on your own. But okay, maybe Rashi even says a little bit if you want to check it out. But Tanu Rabbanan. Now some Agadata about Dan Lakav Sklus and perhaps some famous stories. And I'm not sure. I think the first one is a story about Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, this doesn't say who it was, but the stem of the tradition is that this was Rabbi Akiva. Someone who's done the kapskos, he himself gets judged favorably. There was a guy, Rabbi Akiva, before he became Rabbi Akiva, so he's just a guy. He lived in the Galil up north, and he was working by a balabas in the south. Shalosh shanim, he was working for him for 3 years. Erev Yom Kippur, Amar Lo, Tein Li Schari Ve'elich, Ve'azonas Yishti U'banai. Pay my wages, and I'll go make a parnasan and support my kids and my family. Amar Lo, Ein Li Mos. So the Balabas said to him, I have no money. Amar Lo, Tein Li Peiros. He said, okay, give me some produce. Amar Lo, Ein Li, I don't have any. Tein Li Karka, what about land? Ein Li, I don't have any. Tein Li Behemo, what about animals? Ein Li. Tein Li Karim, Xosos, pillows, blankets, something? Ein Li. I got nothing for you. Hif shel kila v'achra v'halach v'beso v'pechi nafesh. And so the worker turned around, put his stuff, threw his kilim over his shoulder, kilu, and went home, you know, not depressed, but Rashi says, b'davo nafesh. He was depressed. Yeah, he was really, worked for 3 years, and he can't get paid for it. Terrible. Without any recourse, I guess. So the la'achar regal, after the holiday, meaning if this is Yom Kippur, so Mestama is talking about after Sukkot, Mestama. So notal ba'abayas scharo biyodo v'imo masui gimel chamorim. So he took, first of all, the wages, the scharo, the wages that he owed him. He took also three donkeys, echad shal maichal, echad shal mishtav, v'echad shal mini megadim. Took food, drink, and like dessert. Ba'alachol lebeso, and he went to the worker's house. After they ate and drank, he paid him. He paid him up. Amar lo, and he said to Rabbi Akiva, the worker, what were you thinking when you asked for money and I said, I don't got any? What did you think? So the worker said, I said, maybe you just found out about a great business deal, too good to be true, couldn't pass it up. Some sort of business came, zol is cheap. Some sort of merchandise, whatever it was, had to buy it. I had no money. Right, and sorry, and you went in and you bought it. When you said, "What about the animals?" What were you thinking when I said I had no animals? So the worker Rabbi Kiva said, "Shema muskeres bi'arachirim." I thought maybe you rented them out. What about the land? So I said, "Shema maybe you have some sort of sharecropping arrangement with other people and you can't give it to me." What about produce? What do you think? You didn't take chumas and maestras. That's a long process sometimes. So maybe nothing was tithed, as they say in English, and you couldn't give it to me. What about pillows, blankets, etc.? What do you think? Maybe I was makdish all of all your property. Maybe you were makdish all of your property, and really had nothing to give me. So Amalei Havoda, the Balabai said, buy the avodas in the Beis Hamikdash. It's like a form of an oath of a shvua. Kach haya. That's literally exactly what happened. So Hadarti called the chasev b'shvil hurkanus bini shalo azek b'tora. I was no there all of my belongings because of Hurkanus, my son who was not learning Torah. I didn't want him to have any of it because he wasn't learning Torah. Ukshabasi itzel chaveri v'dorum, and I went to my friends, meaning the rabbanim in the south. He tearily called the Torah. They made the nether no good, meaning they were mati nether. So now I got all my stuff back. Just like you judged me favorably, so too Akash Baruch Hu Hashem should judge you favorably. Tanu Rabbanan, another story. There was a tzaddik who pada riva achas. He was a pidyon defashos, pidyon shvuyim. He paid a ransom for a girl. Ulamalon And they went to an inn, to a hotel, right on the way back. Hishkiva ta'achas margalosav. He slept at her feet. Meaning she got the bed and he slept on the floor. Lamachar, the next day, yarei v'tova. He went to the mikvah, but shana l'talmidov, and he gave a shir, and he taught his talmidim Torah. V'amar lahen, he said, and now that, why is that noteworthy? Because there was, used to be gzera, Ezra used to make gzera, that people used to have to go to the mikvah after any shechva zera, any emission. There used to be a gzera that before learning Torah, you have to go to the mikvah, right? And nowadays it's batel because enu yochalam bo, Amishol couldn't do it, but anyway, so basically that was a flag, that was a red flag that maybe something inappropriate happened at night. As you'll see, obviously it didn't, but that's why it was weird. That's why it's mentioned. So Amar Lahen, he said to the Talmid, the Mishashesh Kavtia Tachas Margalosai, when I lay down next to the, well, I guess Margalosai, at my feet. Yeah, so I guess that's not so nice. I guess he took the bed and she slept at his feet. Okay, right, at his feet. Right, anyway, but either way, so basically, he said to the Talmidim, when we went to the same room, basically, is when you saw us going into the same room, b'mechashatuni, what did you think? So Amarnu, so the Talmidim said, Shema yesh b'no Talmid she'enu baduk. Maybe there's a Talmud that amongst us that's not the Baduk, that is trusted, and maybe the Rebbe didn't trust us to sleep in the same room as the girl, so he took it into his own room. What do you think when I went to the mikvah then? Amarnu, so we said, the Talmidim said, this chassid, Shema v'pnei Torah haderech ira keri. Maybe because it was a very strenuous, stressful journey, you had some sort of emission that was not your fault that came out, and you needed to go to the mikvah before teaching Torah. Ira keri l'rabbi. So Amar lahem havoda, he said, oh, by the vada b'samitash kachaya. That's what actually happened. V'atem kishem shenatani l'kapskus, hamakom yidodin aschem l'kapskus. And same thing, just like you judge me l'kapskus, kosh baruch hu, should also judge you, Lekavskos. Tanur Rabbanan Pam Achas Hitzrach Dover Echad Natalei Lechachamim Eitzel Matronisa Achas. Once, there was a story that for whatever reason, Lechachamim needed to go to some Matronisa. Matronisa was a goy, Rashi says, a goyish woman, Shekol Gedoli Romi Mitzuyin Etzla. And all the Gedolim in Rome, right, all the people in the government, used to hang out with her. As you can imagine. So Amrus, they said, Mi Yelech, who's going to go see this woman? So Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yeshua, Ani Yelech. Said, I'll take care of it. Halach Rabbi Yeshua, v'talmidov, right, he went with his talmidim, right, because he got a talking turtle on the way. Came in Shegiah, the Pesach Besa, Cholatz Tfilah Barosh, Arba Amos v'nechnatz. When he got to her house, he took off his tefillin, Dalat Amos, away from the house, and went in. V'nolah Delas Mifneim, and he locked the door in when they were in, from the inside. Achash Yotza, after he came out, Yared v'tovel, he went down, and it was Tovol the Mikvah. Vishana the Talmidav, and he gave a shir. Amalayan, and he says, Talmidim, Mishasha Chalasti Tfilin, Bamecha Shantuni. What did you guys think when I was taking my tefillin off before to go see this Goyesha, I guess, for lack of a better word, probably a prostitute or woman who I guess, serviced the masters in Rome? So what did you think? So Amarnu, Kasava Rebbe, Loyik Nisu Divrei Kedusha, Bamakom Toma. We thought, man, are you taking off the tefillin? Because something that's Kadosh shouldn't go in. When I locked the door, what do you guys think? Amarnu, we said, Shema Dvar Malchus Yesh Beino Lebeino. Maybe you have some stately matter of you know, you have to talk to her about something, of the kid between you and the king, and you and the Roman government, or whatever, and you needed to lock the door. When I went to the mikvah, what do you guys think? So Amarnu, we said, Shema Nitzat Sinora Mipia Al Begadav Sharabi. Maybe she spit, some sort of the spit, when she was, not spit, but when you were, she was talking, maybe some of the spit went onto your clothes. Chazal men exera, that all goyim should have some sort of, their spit should have the dindrabanan of a zava, that you should have to go into the mikvah for. Right, if a regular zav, right, his spit is tame, is an avatuma, if I'm not mistaken. But for a goyim, so it's a dindrabanan, but you still should go to the mikvah. So Amar lahem avoda by the avoda misabingdash kach hoya. That's exactly what happened. V'atem kashem shidamtuni l'schus, hamakom yodin eschem l'schus. Just like you judge me favorably, so too Kosh Baruch Hu should also judge you favorably. Okay. There's a lot of one-off things here by the Mishnah. Maybe we will do them tomorrow. Yeah, maybe we'll do them tomorrow. Okay, fine. We'll stop here, Rabosai, and Mr. Shem will go right there in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great week, and Shavua Tov, and a good Bach.